Well, it's in the window number 50, so I'm going to play the whole of an album by Victoria. And that's all the facts I have. I bought the record at least 30 years ago from Virgin, before they were an airline, train company, fizzy drink, God help us, a spaceship. It was cheap, as it was a white label test pressing, no sleeve, just Victoria written on it by hand. I don't know which is side A, and I've made up the track titles myself. So if anyone knows what this album is, please drop me a line at spiritplantsradio@gmail.com. Anyway, I call these songs One Way Road, Pay the Price, Love More Than One Man, Now You're Gone, The Sun's a Lady, Sweet and Bitter, We Got Ways to Keep High.
Life is really when I lift my head out of my own dreams, I see a crowd of people traveling on a one-way road. Sky-high city man, living on the paper plan, pure and simple farm man down on the land. Some boys are ringing their bells, some girls are setting sail on an ocean that the old to be is like them. Life is a one-way road for all kinds of colors. One-way road from today to tomorrow. A one-way road as far and wide as you let it be. Road with a place just made for my love. A one-way road.
To end.
like the days that made us cry. The woman has forgotten how to time. used to need. I'm living with present tense, and we make perfect sense. I don't want to sound cold, but I love growing old. It's a way to be free of those small things I used to need called memories. Please, a sweet baby May, as well as you can. He will give you than you were asking for. He will open up your life a little, feel it flow, let you know it's free. Sometimes we live so sweetly, more than ever together. Make a good thing since you lost the soul you wasted. Pleasure burns the bitter traces from our sad and hungry faces. Sometimes we live so sweetly, moving in and out to son's a lady loving to be
away we live.
That was the mystery album Victoria. Is there anyone out there who can help me? If you know anything about the album or Victoria, please let me know at spiritplantsradio@gmail.com. And you are listening to In the Window number 50 with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. So, how to fill the second half of the 50th show? Well, yes, regular listeners will have guessed it's going to be Yoko Ono.
While John is setting up the amp, what happened to me was that I was living as an artist and had relative freedom as a woman and was considered a bitch in this society. Since I met John, I was upgraded into a witch, and I was... And I think that that's very flattering. Anyway, what I learned from being with John is that the society suddenly treated me as a woman who belonged to a man who is one of the most powerful people in our generation. And some of his closest friends told me that probably I should stay in the background, I should shut up, I should give up my work, and that way I'll be happy. And I got those advices. I was lucky, I was over 30, and I was too late for me to change. But still, this is one thing I want to say to the sisters, because I really wish that you know that you're not alone. Because the whole society started to attack me, and the whole society wished me dead, that I started to accumulate a tremendous amount of guilt complex. And in result of that, I started to stutter. And I consider myself a very eloquent woman, and also an attractive woman, all my life. And suddenly, because I was associated to John, that I was considered an ugly woman, ugly Jap, who took your monument or something away from you. And that's when I realized how hard it is for women. If I can start to stutter, being a strong woman, and having lived 30 years by then, learn to stutter in 3 years of being treated as such, it is a very hard road. Now, the next song is called Coffin Car. And this is a song that I observed in myself and also in many sisters who are riding on coffin cars. Okay. Coffin car. She's riding a coffin car. She likes to ride a coffin car. People watching her with tender eyes. Friends whispering in kindly words. Children running, waving hands, telling each other how pretty she is. Coffin car. She's riding a coffin car. She likes to ride a coffin car. Friends making way for the first time. People throwing kisses for the first time. Showering flowers, ringing bells, telling each other how nice she is. Mm-hmm. riding a coffin car. Wife showing tears for the first time. Husband's taking their hats off for the first time. Crushing their handkerchiefs, rubbing their nose, telling each other how good she is. Half the world is dead anyway. The other half is asleep. And life is killing her, telling her to join the dead. So every day she likes to ride a coffin car, a flower covered coffin car, pretending she was dead. A coffin car, a flower covered coffin car, a flower covered coffin car.
That was I Learned to Stutter, and this is Approximately Infinite Universe.
In this approximately infinite universe, I know a girl who's in constant hell. No love or pill could keep her cool, 'cause there's a thousand holes in her heart. She window of the past blows through her heart, reminding her the people she killed. Window of night blows off her crew, telling her there's something she's missed. You know the town of Sapporo, she says, when a mental rough and never sing. Go!
Next, open your box.
Oh, God!
I Remember Everything, followed by Turn the Corner.
Stranger.
to close, what a bastard the world is.
Early in the morning, I feel my pillow. I listen to the soundless phone. My thighs are sweaty, freezing inside. Our bed, empty as ever. What a bastard you are, leaving me all night, missing you. Slowly the door opens, you stand for a while. See if I'm asleep or just closing my eyes. I quickly get up and throw my pillows. Throw an ashtray filled with butts. Where were you all night, if I may ask you so? Though I don't care at all, I'd just like to know. Right, you weren't near the phone to call me from, or is it you afraid to wake me up? I'm sick and tired of listening to the same old crap. You know half the world is occupied by you pigs. I can always get another pig like you. You've heard of female liberation? Well, that's for me. You'll see me walk out one day, and then where will you be? But don't you be too happy, I ain't walking out yet to give you satisfaction. I'm first gonna find something other than the walls to have some human conversation. Then I'll grow, I'll be happy inside, my limbs will relax, and I can walk out into the world singing with my people. Now I couldn't even move my muscles to go near the door. I've been sitting here too long and my legs are numb. Are you listening, you jerk, you pig, you bastard, you scum of the earth, you good for nothing? Are you listening? Oh, don't go. I didn't mean it, I'm just in pain. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. The door's closed, she's left alone, making herself a breakfast. Her hands are shaking, her eyes looking out, watching the trees grow day by day. What a bastard the world is, taking my man away from me, taking the world away from me. Female lib is nice for Joan of Arc, a long, long way for Terry and Jill. Most of us were taught not to shout our will. Few of us are encouraged to get a job for skill. And all of us live under the mercy of male society, thinking that their want is our need.